The views and opinions expressed by any hosts or guests of WJMS Radio do not reflect the beliefs of its owners or associates. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to WJMS Radio or the show hosts whose words, advice, and or opinions appear from or on our website or on air.
Video, and I am here right now with Olivia Said. Olivia, hi. Thank you so much for agreeing to speak with me today.
No problem. Awesome. It's good to be here.
yeah, for sure. You know, let's just kind of dive in real quick. I know you're over in, what, are you in South Carolina right now?
Yes, Charleston, South Carolina.
Awesome. And I was looking into, you know, your background, and I know that it says on your Spotify that you are actually born in Orange County. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So then how long has it been since you moved from, like, when was that move from California to South Carolina?
Well, I was born there. My dad was military, so he's from Manning, South Carolina, and he met my mom, and he was stationed in California, so mm-hmm. she was pregnant with me in California, and I was born there. I came back over here a couple of months later, so mm-hmm. I never, you know, got to venture out in California, you
know? Yeah, because I was going to ask if you resonated more with the California style or the South Carolina style, whether, you know, in music wise or any of that, but seems like you're more of a South Carolina girl at heart. So then how did your background affect your music style, like, with, you know, where you grew up, people you were surrounded with? Was there anything that really sparked your interest in music when you were growing up?
Yes. I grew up in the 90s, so it was more New York music I used to listen to. You know, you got your Total, you know, you got your Tupac, you know, like everything was like 90s in New York time. So a lot of my style came from there. You know, I just love music, love remixing songs, dancing to it, you know. But that's not how really I started making music. I used to like to write short stories when I was like 5 to 8. You know, I used to go to the library and take a picture from clip art. And my granny had a typewriter. So I took the picture and I wrote a story just from the picture alone, you know. So that's where my writing came into play, my creativity.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah.
And then you write your own music now?
Yes, okay. I do.
So writing was kind of your first passion before music.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, writing is my thing. Still
definitely.
Is.
Definitely. So after listening to your music, what kind of vibe are you wanting to give out to your listeners through your music?
Positive vibes, self-love, self-thinking, you know, mm-hmm. thinking for yourself. That's basically, you know, what my music is about. Well, with this album, my next album more on the love side, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this album is about positivity, self-love, knowing yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And knowing that we all have trauma, you know, I want to be a realist with my music and just spread positivity. You know, I think we need that.
Agreed. In this world, we definitely do. I mean, with all the negativity that's constantly in the media and not bashing anybody, but even a lot of, you know, if you break down the lyrics and some of our popular music now, it's not always, you know, sending out the positive messages.
Right.
So I think it's important to keep that, you know, going, that positivity. So then who had the most influence over your music taste when you were younger? I know you were talking about 90s hip hop, New York. Is there any specific artists that you would say were your biggest motivators? And
I was a big DMX
mm-hmm.
and Common, Mos Def, Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love the whole P. Diddy, you know,
yeah.
everybody with him, squad. You know?
There was some great music during that time, so you really had a lot of reasons to wanting to get into music, I feel like.
Yes. Yes, that was a good era. You know, it was a balance of positivity from club music to this type of music, you know, gangster rap. It was like a balance.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that anymore.
No, it's definitely not. It's very different.
Yeah.
Do you ever go out to New York?
Well, the last time I've been up there probably was like 2 years ago, but I didn't get to travel around and see, you know, everything and the nightlife. I do want to come up there, visit and do shows and stuff like that. You know, I need a network and, you know, yeah. And see what New York is about, you know, when it's hot, not when it's cool.
Yeah, definitely in the summer or the fall. I've never been either, but I've always wanted to go as well. Everyone I know that's been there is always like, you gotta go. And I'm like, I know, I do have to go. Just haven't found the right opportunity, I guess. So then, who's in your playlist right now?
I got Jada Smith. I got Willow. Nipsey Hussle. Toto. NDRE. Erykah Badu. Common. I got Mos Def. I got the Poor Righteous Teachers. I got B.O.B. You know, I got a mixture of Kanye West. You know, I got a mixture of different type of artists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally. So going back to when you were talking about when you were a kid and you were writing and how you write your own music, what is your ideal environment to write music in?
I noticed, three places could be, I really like writing in the kitchen. I don't know, that's something to me when I'm alone. Also the car,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also sitting outside on my porch.
Yeah.
I come out with good music outside, you know, just breathing in, you know, nature, being around, you know, the air, listen to the birds, you know,
right.
It does something to me. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Is it always nice? This is a stupid question, but is it always warm weather in South Carolina? I'm assuming yes, right?
No.
Really?
No, it's getting cool now. It's getting cool. One day it's hot, next minute it's cold. Yeah.
I feel like it's gotta be better than Chicago. It's
definitely
cold out here.
And it's a windy city.
Oh, it is always a windy city. It's brutal.
I would love to come to Chicago though.
You never been?
No, I never been.
You gotta come out. It's the best.
Yeah, I believe Common is from there, and I know Kanye West, y'all have big heavy hitters in Chicago, you know. Uh-huh. So yeah, okay. I think things about Chicago. But I come with his heart.
You're right. Yeah, come in the summer or the fall. Again, summer and fall. Like, can't go wrong with those two. We gotta come though. We got the best food, best music. I'm biased, but anyway, sorry not to get off topic. So yeah, you were saying you write your three best places, whatnot. And then do you mainly just write your music ahead of time and then you spit it, or do you like to freestyle?
Yeah, I write it ahead of time. I was some of the songs I did freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got maybe a couple of lines, but normally, you know, I have to listen to the beat. I have to be one with the beat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The beat tells many, many stories. So it's whatever story that comes to mind. You know, so yeah, I'm definitely a writer.
I feel like it'd be pretty hard to freestyle. Like when I watch those, you know, freshman freestyles or what, I guess not those, but, you know, just any artist, I'm like, oh my goodness, how do you come up with all of these words and thoughts that somehow all rhyme and work together? It's insane.
you definitely have to practice that.
Yeah.
I used to freestyle years ago, but I stopped. So it's very hard for me to freestyle rapping, but it's easy for me to do it singing, which is different. I guess I got more time to think, you know?
Yeah, so. Definitely. So do you sing too?
Yes, I do. Yeah, on my next project, it'll showcase that, my singing.
Exciting. That'll be cool.
Thank you.
And then speaking of your next album, when is that coming up for you? You know, when is the release date? If you can release the name or any of that information, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I can release the name. I haven't set a time and date yet for the album, but it's called Rise in Love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like to say Fall in Love, but who wants to fall? That hurts. Ouch.
Yeah, exactly.
Supposed to rise in love.
I feel like love's just supposed to lift you up. You know, yes, it's supposed to be a positive thing.
It's funny because that's what I said in my song.
Really? Yeah, preview right here.
Are you psychic?
I think so. And then, do you have any upcoming shows or anything else on the horizon? A couple months before you release your album, or anything fun going on?
Yeah, you know, I do a lot, but I have a show Friday. It's a showcase of different artists from Charleston, South Carolina. You know, depending on the show, and it's gonna be dope. I don't know how many shows I have lined up, but that one for sure I know I have. Been on really right now, coming up with a marketing plan. I'm doing a lot of, I like to take a lot of pictures as well. I like to get painted. You mm-hmm. know, like my first album cover involving is me, you know, painted. You know, I'm into that. So I'm working on trying to put all this together. But yeah, you know, music wise, you know, I have a show Friday and that's about it for right now. You know, it's about to start getting cold. So
yeah. Stay in the house.
I'll do more videos for my album and network online. While I'm not, you know, doing shows, I'll be online networking and building my fan support system up. Yeah.
For sure. And then, do you only have one music video from your album currently? I think that's what I remember.
Yeah, I have two.
Two?
The first one, music video, is called The Mind, but it's not on the album because the beat is a non-profit beat I got off of YouTube. That's okay. When I first started, you know, I was testing the waters, but I have two music videos, and I have a third one that will be on the way maybe sometime in January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then the people that are on your album right now that are featured, I think there was a couple, are they other Charleston natives that you know around town, or do you ever reach out to other cities and or other parts of the country to find collabs?
Yeah, I really have to. It's like an energy thing for me. Like I have to, you know, while working with people and stuff, I have to get to know them. You know, talk to them a bit, see what type of music they make. Does it correlate to what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of artists in Charleston, South Carolina, period. But mm-hmm. we have a lot of artists in Charleston. Many I would like to work with. It's just that when I make my songs, I find myself like, say, oh, I have so and such on this song. They'll go good with this. And then I end up writing the whole thing. Or I might look for a singer, like, oh, this person sounds good on this song. And I'm like, wait, I sound good on this song. Like, you know. You know, it's kind of hard. So it's hard, you know. But there are a lot of artists that I am going to work with in Charleston, mm-hmm. Also in Columbia. And I'm supposed to make this song with this. I actually work with a guy in Ohio. I was on his music. I haven't got him on any of my songs yet. You know, some people probably in Atlanta. I have a friend who's he's from Louisiana, and we talk about doing a song together. So it's people that I, you know, talk to and, you know, and get to know to collab with on music, you know. I just don't want to collab, you know, like every song to have a collaboration with. I'll say maybe one or two, you know, because I still want to showcase my work as well as showcase another person's work.
Agreed. Yeah. I feel like you can only have so many, especially when you're trying to build up your fan base and your presence. So yeah, it's really exciting. What about your new album that you're working on right now is different from your last album? I know that you said the first one was more about loving yourself and all that. But other than that kind of aspect, what do you think listeners should be expecting when they hear this new one?
What they expect is romantic vibe. Put it in a perspective, you know, as I go down Facebook and, you know, men and women are at each other's neck all the time. You know, I don't know what's going on. It's a very unbalanced situation going on. So definitely expect there to be balance between that masculine energy and the feminine energy. It makes you think, you know, it's love songs, but it makes you think at the same time, like, okay, maybe I am being too harsh, or maybe, you know, I need to chill out, or, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, I need to tone it down, you know, a lot, you know, or maybe I should think about this person, this man feelings, or this female feelings, and maybe we should communicate better type thing, you know? It's peacefulness, you know, it's dope. You just got to listen to it. It's dope.
Mm-hmm, for sure. No, I agree. You know, I feel like we do in our generation, we do have a lot of artists that do sing a lot about relationships and love and whatnot, but not, if you really listen to them, not all of them are about positive ways to deal with it. So I feel like kind of the way you're saying, like, we should communicate, like, maybe we should do this, like, understand his feelings, understand her feelings, like, that's something really important, because I feel like a lot of people, like you said, like, you go on Facebook and you see all these people at each other's throats, like, that's not how you talk to each other.
Right.
So you need to showcase that there is a positive and, you know, good way to communicate to someone you're in a relationship with.
Yeah, and I'm tired of sad love songs, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be hurt.
Yeah.
You know? We're so used to being hurt till it became normal. So we look for hurt and we want hurt, but we don't want it. You know?
Yeah, no, I definitely, there are days where I'm like, oh, like that. I'm trying to think of an artist who's always singing some type of sad love song. Like, so it just hits differently sometimes.
Yes.
It does. Also, I wanted to ask you, so I know your name, your artist name is Olivia Sade. Where does the Sade come from? Is that your middle name, or what is that, or like, origin?
Yes, this is my middle name. You know, well, saying it in English is Sade, but saying it in, it's actually a Yoruba, it's a Nigerian African name. It's pronounced Sade. And there, yeah. So my dad gave me my middle name, and he named me Sade after the singer, Sade. He loved Sade the singer, and that's where my middle name came from. So I decided to use, you know, my first name and middle name together, you know, because they're one and the same. I touch bases on it on my first video called The Mind, you know, Olivia versus Sade, two different sides.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
I like that too, with the two different sides, because you resonate, feel connected to both, but they're different. Obviously, they're different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just say it's like a Gemini thing, you know?
So, yeah.
Twins, you know?
Twin.
Child twin, and then we got the dark one, but she's not too dark, but she's playful. You know?
Yeah. What is making you different from other artists right now? What makes you stand out?
I say I think that all artists stand out. Everybody has something unique quality. I will say I stand out because we all have choices, and I chose to go the positive route, which is harder to write versus just like putting just anything on the paper. You know, it's different when you're pouring your heart out on a song. I would say that what makes me unique, and it's just me. You know, I don't know quite how to say it, you know, because I don't feel like I'm in competition with other artists. I'm always in competition with myself. I think everybody should feel that way, you know, because everybody is unique in their own way. But what I say is, you know, what set me aside is just me being authentic, not saying that they're not being authentic. You know, just talk about me. You
know? Right.
I'm just different. It's something that I can't explain. It's just when you listen to my music, you'll see it. When you look at my videos and all the videos that I created, like they were my vision, you'll see me, see what's going on inside of my head. It's kind of hard for me to talk about what's going on inside of my head. I'm a person that lives inside of my head for majority of my life, and I'm like finally start visualizing and actually pushing myself to do it. You know, it's not a dream no more. It's a reality. So yeah, I think that was set me aside, you know, because I take my time with things, and I'm very, very, very creative. And everything I put out there and everything I try to do.
Definitely. And then if you weren't making music right now, what would you be doing as a career instead? I know that you said, going back to earlier, how much you love writing. Would you maybe have considered pursuing something in that career field, or where would you see yourself?
Well, you know, music, if I was doing that, write a book, which I did wrote a book. I just haven't published it yet. It's a children's book. I doing acting in a few films, but I'm about to really be in a film. You know, I got a role in that. But I can't speak on it because I signed a gag order.
I was trying to say, am I allowed to ask or not?
Yeah, I can't speak on it. I signed the paper. That's all I can say. I'm, you know, going to be in the movie. And whenever the person is ready to release the details, I'll be able to talk about it. Yeah, I love to act. I love to dance. And I love to write. Either way it go, if I wasn't doing music, I would be doing those things. But I already doing those things now, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because I can't have one without the other. You know, everybody, you know, I would say music was my first love. Writing was, you know, reading was, music came, acting, dancing, you know, all that in one. You know, I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. I do a lot of acting. I don't do a lot of dancing yet in my music. I don't have that type of style that musically wise that Michael Jackson got. But when it comes to making a movie, like a short film movie per se, you know, that's where my mind at, you know. So I want all my videos to show acting, because I get to act, you know what I'm saying?
So, and you get to do what you want to do in it because you're directing it. So it's so fun because you can just create this whole storyline and be like, all right, well, I'm going to make this person be like this and I'm going to act like this.
Absolutely. So it's definitely, a good thing I get to do all at once. But if it wasn't for music, I'd be writing books all the time. I only wrote one children's book. I haven't got it published yet. I'm working on it with the illustrator because it's going to be detailed, pictures-wise. And someday maybe it'll be, I wouldn't even say someday maybe. Someday it will be a movie. Like, yeah. That's how good it is.
Yeah, and you have to say that into existence. Like, not maybe, it will be.
Yes.
Or else, what are you doing? You know, you got to be positive. You got to look at things in a different perspective.
Absolutely. You always got to watch the words. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people get that. Because words, you could be speaking life into you or cursing to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's why I be careful what I say, especially on songs. Mm-hmm. Especially because I write. Because I don't want certain things to manifest. So if I talk about pain, I talk about it's past tense, not that I'm in it now, because I definitely don't want to be in it now. So I be very, very careful of the things I say, things that I think, and what I write down. So.
For sure, for sure. And then what is something that's surprised you the most about the music industry?
Really how hard it is.
Definitely, yeah.
I guess anything you love to do, you put a lot of money towards it, and it takes time to reap the benefits. I think that's the hardest thing, is knowing that you have to pay all this money and time and effort. The time and effort, it's nothing, but it's the money part that is hard, you know, because you got to save, you got to budget, you know, and knowing that when you put your music out, you know, knowing that how streaming and online streaming doesn't cost that much, is like cents. Like you have to have a big fan base to even, you know, try to make a profit and take that money towards your next project. So it showed me that was the biggest part for me. And it showed me that I really want to do this.
Yeah.
You know, somebody doing it for the money, their bend doesn't stop, you know,
right.
Because it'll work like that. That's one of the things. And also reaching people outside of your state, I think is huge, you know, getting fans outside of your state. I think everybody would say, any artist or anybody who's doing the business, they'll say the least person that will help you or, you know, progress or stuff is your state, you know, like, oh, you try to do this, you just from here, you know. But when you go and venture off the other state where people don't know you or anything like that, don't know where you're from, they just listen to your music, you know what I'm saying? That's where you get your following from, mm-hmm. you know, your fans and stuff. I had to, you know, learn that the hard way. It's the difference between the fan and the supporter. It's a lot. And it's a lot with that go down with the business side of it too. You know, I think every artist, when they start out, they think, oh, you know, get manager and this, that, and third, and I'm good. No, like, you got to learn the business. And that's huge.
Yeah, it's tough out there. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's a lot to learn. And you learn a lot from trial and error as well. Mm-hmm. So I think those are the biggest things.
I was kind of intrigued about your whole point about, you know, having fans and everything from different states. Something that I love about music is, not that I matter in this conversation, but something that I really love about the music world is people from different parts of the country coming together,
yeah.
and either collaborating and working on something that's a common ground, even though they're from totally different, probably lifestyles, like how they grew up and everything, but they can connect on one singular thing, and that is music. And
yes. that's
so cool. And I love everybody's different style, like different parts of the country. Everyone has their own style of they produce music and their flow and everything. And it's just really interesting to see when those two different polar opposites kind of come together.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. Every state, you know, everybody sound a little different. And even, you know, foreigners, you know, when they come down here to do music and they do it with a English person, you know, like it clicks. I would love to work with someone like that. Or even yeah. another genre, you know, like a pop artist, you know, or a country singer, you know, mm-hmm. or a country rapper, you know, like
yeah.
together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
music is a universal thing. It's one language, you know, mm-hmm. but it's many, you know, but, you know, it brings everybody together. So, yeah, I think that is very beautiful. And it's kind of it is challenging as well.
Of course.
I'm from a different, you know, I'm from a different lifestyle from you, but we're coming together to make a song, and it can be difficult, and then you make beauty from it. So yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I love your point about how it's one language, no matter what language you speak, because everybody around the world, everyone can come together and be like, I love music, because there's music in every culture. Mm-hmm. And people have that same understanding that this is music and this is important to me. So that's really cool. And then this is kind of a fun question, but if you could collaborate with any three artists, dead or alive, who would they be and why?
I would say, I'm going to have to say off top, Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. I love him. I think he would really, really challenge me.
He would get you to dance.
Yeah, he could get me to dance. Yeah. Do you remember the Time remix or something? You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, yeah.
You know, I would definitely have loved to collab with him. Another artist, it would be me. I would say T-Pain.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very creative. I love him. Things he rap, it's just something about his wordplay that I love.
He's so talented, and I feel like people overlook that sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's most definitely overlooked, and he's awesome.
He's so incredibly talented. I was watching, it's off topic, but there's this show that's called like The Masked Singer or something, and it's, you know, random celebrities, and they're under all these masks, and the judges have to guess who this person is, and he won last year, and he was incredible. So, yeah, he would be a great person to work with, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I would say, ooh, Jada Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I will always forget you. Sorry, Jaden. I'm sorry.
Jaden, if you're listening, she's sorry, okay?
I love Jaden because I feel like I love like how he loves.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very, very poetic. He's just, he's Jaden. Like,
yeah, he was raised by the two coolest parents in America, so.
And, you know, I love his whole Misfit. I love his whole crew. He the youngest person with his own label. You know, like, that's tough. Even though he was set up financially to do that, but you got to be very, very business-minded. And he's very creative. I adore him. Mm-hmm. You know, him and his sister. Yeah, I think him and I would make some beautiful music together.
Totally. And he does so much more than just music, too, which is cool, because I'm sure you've seen he's working on that project to bring clean water, I think it was to Flint.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Really, it was really cool.
Yeah, he's trying to tell people to go vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's dope. It's a touchy subject with the vegan thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm vegetarian, but I've been vegan before. But just to go a healthier route. And I think that shit, you know, everybody, it should shed light on everybody, because it's very toxic. And majority of fans out of foreign countries, and there's a reason for that. Yeah.
100%. It's pretty scary.
Yeah. And, you know, he's trying to help with the water in Flint.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's dope. You know, a lot of celebrities are also, you know, trying to work on that as well. And mm-hmm. for him to be so young and for him to take on these big tasks, you know, he's not just blowing his money. You know, it's not his mom and daddy money. It's his money. He's not mm-hmm. blowing it away. He's using it. Actually, how we all should if we had a lump sum of money. Give back. Help the community. Because it's very, very important than just having a big old house and fancy cars.
Right.
Like, you can't carry that with you when you die. That's not going to make a huge impact on others' lives. That's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
You know? So I commend him for that. And having the strength to be able to do that and not just blow his money on BS.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just cool because he's just so unapologetically himself.
Yes, and I love it
too.
I love it, and he doesn't care. And that's something I'm working on. And that's another thing when it comes to self-love. When you being your authentic self, you don't care what nobody got to say about you.
Mm-hmm.
You stand up no matter what. You know, and it takes time to do that because many of us, we were never taught anything about self-love and loving ourselves. We were taught mm-hmm. about everything else except learning us. Our feelings, how to control our anger, things we can do, loving ourselves. We, you know, many of us have not been taught that. We're missing it. So a lot of us trying to figure that out now. Yeah, it's definitely dope that he can be himself and he don't care. I think everybody should have that attitude. It's not an ego thing. It's a self-love thing. Like, hey, I'm me and this is me. I could be awkward. I could be weird, but it's me. Thank you. See you later.
Peace. Accept it. And the thing is, accept it or not, I don't care.
Right.
You know, I like who I am, and if you don't like it, well, sucks for you.
Right.
Yeah, no, definitely. Three great artists for sure. If there's anything else you want to, you know, kind of give an announcement for? I know you said your new album's coming out sometime in the near future. You've got a show coming up this Friday. But yeah, you know, if there's anything else you want to say, otherwise we'll just wrap this up.
Yeah, I would say, you know, everybody check out my album, my first album ever, entitled Involving You. It's on any all streaming platforms. And actually, I have my website, www.oliviashade.com, where you can purchase my album as well. You can follow me on Facebook, Olivia Sade. It's one word, it's together. And you can also follow me on Instagram. I got my whole name spelled out because somebody else has Olivia Sade, so I couldn't use that. So it's Olivia Sade Witherspoon, like mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon. She's my cousin further down. We look just alike. But yeah.
Oh my goodness. You were so fun to talk to. This was awesome.
Thank you. I'm so nervous. Oh gosh.
Oh no, don't be nervous. All right. Well, Olivia, thank you so much again. And everybody, this was Olivia Sade.
Thank you.
Peace, love, light, and darkness. I am Olivia Sade, and check out my single, Me Versus I, on WJMS Radio.
Who's my competition? Who's my competition? As I look in the mirror, what do I see? I see my only competition looking back at me. A beautiful, but yet flawed girl, perfectly imperfect. She living her head all day. I get in my own way. I have all these visions. I always keep them bottled up inside, thinking that my fantasy could never be reality. It's the battle of the mind. I go through this time after time. I'm my biggest fan, but yet my worst enemy. I'm doing affirmations, meditation, talking to my spirit guides. I'm always contemplating. Is my music gonna ride? Is my shit gonna flop? But the other side of me is telling me to stop. You can never go wrong. Listen to the beat of your own drum. You doing what you love. You the only one getting in your own way. It's time to get these visions out. Planted the seed in my mind. Now it's time to watch it sprout. I ain't worried about nobody else's journey. It's my own quest. I'ma let that digest. It's me versus I, the hardest battle I went through yet. It's the higher versus the lower. I have to find the balance, cause it's weighing heavy on my shoulders. People can tell me how good I am, but I have to feel it for self, and that's the truth. Self-love is the best love, ain't that the truth? Who's my competition? Who's my competition? As I look in the mirror, what do I see? I see my only competition looking back at me. A beautiful, but yet flawed girl, perfectly imperfect. She living her head all day. I get in my own way. I have all these visions. I always keep them bottled up inside, thinking that my fantasy could never be reality. It's a battle of the mind. I'm releasing these visions. I know my music gonna ride. My future looking bright. I'm a star, so you know I'm gonna shine. I'm repeating these affirmations to the left in mind. That's that subconscious, yeah, yeah. That's that subconscious, uploading affirmation. I am music, I am poetic, I am art, it's all in me. The data is received, I'm activated, yes indeed. I had to control my mind, cause it was getting cloudy. So much rain, so much pain, so wonder I was doubting myself. I had to heal so that I could feel the true essence of my mind. Sharing my visions, my heart, and my spirit, that's all I had. And I will not complain. I turn my pain into a game. These mental challenges I had, somebody go feel my pain. It's the battle of the mind. Who's my competition? Ooh. Who's my competition? Ooh. As I look in the mirror, what do I see? I see my only competition looking back at me. A beautiful, but yet flawed girl, perfectly imperfect. She living her head all day. I get in my own way. I have all these visions. I always keep them bottled up inside, thinking that my fantasy could never be reality.
Peace, love, light, and darkness. I am Olivia Sade, and check out my single, I Go Hard, on WJMS Radio.
Baby, I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. Go, go, go. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. Go, go, go. Self-love, what is it? Loving yourself unconditionally. I mean, really loving yourself unconditionally. The big guys, one cock. I'm a pirate, baby. Yes, I'm a pirate, baby. My imperfections are my most valuable gifts. And I accept them wholeheartedly. So many people who are my reflection made me see things I didn't see in myself. And I'ma own all these traits. That's what the all has given to me.
What about how people view you? You're skinny, your ass is flat. Damn right, I love it. I have no time to explain the essence of me. When I had weight and when I lost it, y'all still envy me. Either way it goes, they will always envy me. So I'ma own who I am. Y'all did not create me. I'm a flat ass skinny pie, go hard. Baby, I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. Go, go, go. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. Go, go, go. Is self-love important? Extremely, deeply, precisely, more than the eyes can see. You have to feel it within before you feel it without. You gotta own who you are without a shadow of doubt. Turn the TV off, the real beauty isn't there. Turn your cell phone, the real beauty isn't there. Now go look in the mirror, butt ass naked, and show yourself what you working with. You fine, baby. Yep, you fine, baby. You ain't age at all, baby. Nah, you ain't age at all. Now when a guy comes to you and say that you're beautiful, you already know that. Show that, know that, own that. That's the inner glow. Be bold, be you. Tell yourself, fool, that you start telling other women how beautiful they are. We are gonna shine, baby, like the stars, baby. We are stars, baby. I go hard. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. Go, go, go. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. Go, go, go.
Peace, love, light, and darkness. I am Olivia Sade, and you're now listening to Peace of Chaos. What's a little peace without a little chaos? On WJMS Radio.
Hey, hey, come here. Yeah, you. Phil told me to come talk to you. I was looking at your eyes, and it tells a story. Let me be your peace. I am chaotic. Let me be your peace. I am chaotic, let me be your peace. I am chaotic, let me be your peace. I am chaotic, now I came to tell you this. I can see the pain in your eyes and now I'm here to dry them and turn them. But I'm like a vampire, you got to invite me in or you invite me in? Well let's begin. I'm the calm before the storm. In the aftermath, before I can give you sweet harmony, I have to rub up your feathers. But I will show you life's beautiful treasure. But first, you gotta go within. You got a lot of hurt in you. You ain't releasing. I'm here to show you the way. I've been down this road before. I will listen to you. But you better take heed of my advice. I'm not here to baby you. Learn how to forgive. Your mind is very powerful. You gotta forgive for yourself. You gotta put the work in. Nobody can do that for you. That's why it's called inner work. Yes, yes. And man, you got a lot of work to do.
Oh, oh.
Let me be your peace.
Yes.
I am chaotic. Let me be your peace.
Yes.
I am chaotic. Let me be your peace.
Yes.
I am chaotic.
What?
Let me be your peace.
Yes.
I am chaotic. Let me be your peace.
Woo.
I am chaotic. Let me be your peace. I am chaotic, let me be your peace. I am chaotic, let me be your peace. I am chaotic, surround yourself with higher vibration and watch how things go for you. Have you feel like rocket power? Oh, that was funny. Ha, I'ma laugh too. They say that laughter heals many wounds. We gonna find out. Let me make this deeper for you. That skateboard is life. You gonna learn how to balance it. Any obstacles that you see, grind on them. All you gotta do is clear your thoughts. Don't tell me you can't do it.
What?
You are greatness.
What?
You are worthy. Don't you ever forget it. It's time that you see yourself. You got soul.
Yeah.
You got spirit. You legit. I hope you hear this. I really do. It's time to blossom on this concrete. Show the world who you be. Yeah, 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 who you be. The Almighty, release some wounds, set your own self free. Then you shall see. Let me be your peace. I am chaotic. Let me be your peace. I am chaotic. Let me be your peace.
Right?
I am chaotic. Let me be your peace. I am chaotic. Let me be your peace.
Yeah.
I am chaotic.
love, light, and darkness. I wonder how y'all living out there. Check me out on WJMS Radio.
It's a blessing. I've been sleeping on myself. I'm done resting. It was a time in my life that I was the party girl, numbing the pain I had deep inside until I realized that shit was detrimental. I drank so much spirits, this I'm messing with my mentals. Damn, I wasn't living right. Spending all that money for what? I'm good now. I took my life in another direction. No more fighting myself, no more second guessing. That's why I'm standing here today. Cause the old me was yesterday. K Dyke, how you living?
I'm good. So don't you stress me, please. I'm living peacefully, that's how it's supposed to be. They didn't used to hit me up, now they all notice me. Won't get photos with me, I'm they WCW on Wednesdays. I can care less what anybody has to say, cause I'm living my life.
How you living?
You know I'm good.
How you living?
You know I'm good.
Light and darkness. I am Olivia Sade, and you're now listening to Affirmations. What's your affirmations? Listen here on WJMS Radio.
See, early in the morning, throughout the week, I gotta get myself mentally prepared. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm driving to work. I'm talking to the water in my cup.
I love
I'm feeling down on my luck. Started talking to myself to get me out of slump. I gotta go to work. This is too much. So much negativity be throwing me off.
Get it?
Let me do my affirmation. Start my day off right.
Right.
I'm coasting on the highway. I ain't feel like feeding to a job that I don't like.
Oh, no.
My mind is clear, so it's time to plant the seed. Affirmation, that's what it's called. It's good for me. Number one off top, I am beautiful. I ain't talking about the outer, baby, I go within. Cause what shines within, it always comes out. I'm playing. Number two, I am happy. You know what I'm saying?
Happy.
See, being happy is a personal job. Nobody can take that away from me unless I allow it. Number three, I am getting a raise. All the work I've been putting in for a penny. Slavery ain't never went away. I probably need to rob a bank, but I'm with that prison life.
I'm doing affirmations every day. Yeah, I'm doing affirmations every day. Plant a seed, plant a seed, plant a seed, yeah. That's why I'm doing affirmations every day. Train my mind, train my mind, train my mind, yeah. That's why I'm doing affirmations every day. Plant a seed, plant a seed, plant a seed, yeah. That's why I'm doing affirmations every day.
Number four, I love myself. It varies from wonderful. Depending on how I wake up, I have to definitely plant the seed.
Plant it.
Before I could truly love another, I have to love myself fully. Number five, I am knowledgeable. And I apply that knowledge.
What you think I'm doing right now? I'm planting the seed of your brain to spark something within you. It's mine over everything. Gotta learn how to control it. Cause if not, then who's controlling you? Come on now. Don't you be a fool. Number six, I am music. Everything on me is an instrument and I use it accordingly. Playing the drum,
my heart,
the piano,
my brain,
the guitar,
my eyes,
the cymbal,
my smile,
the violin,
everything.
I am a walking instrument. I am music. I am that I am. Hey.
I'm doing affirmations every day. Yeah, I'm doing affirmations every day. Plant a seed, plant a seed, plant a seed, yeah. That's why I'm doing affirmations every day. Train my mind, train my mind, train my mind, yeah. That's why I'm doing affirmations every day. Plant a seed, plant a seed, plant a seed, yeah. That's why I'm doing affirmations every day.
Thanks for listening. Tune in 24/7 at WJMSradio.com.